Daniel Savage, Executive Director.
Daniel, I see that you guys have partnered up with North Central Missouri College to offer a new program. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about that, please?
Yeah, that's right. This is something that we have been working on over the course of, a couple of years anyway, just in conversation, visiting with NCMC about the possibility of college students gaining some practicum experience within our organization. And we had had that conversation even really before the facility was completed and in operation. And then once we got to that point, I visited the campus in Trenton, spoke with some college students about the possibility of them participating in that experience with us here, and then we began moving forward with it.
Very good. So what are some of the things that students can expect to see and do when they're in this program?
Well, the students are most of the students that were visiting us now are planning on going into the educational field. And so when they come and volunteer with us, we get them into our Learning Center, which is coordinated by Missouri certified teachers or former teachers, and they help the students that come, the kids that come here after school with homework, with extra reading time, with other, supplemental activities that they may need to work on in addition to their regular schoolwork. And so it offers them an opportunity to be with kids, to have experience, teaching with the kids and implementing some lesson plans as they go. And then as we move forward, we will give them more of a leadership role to where they can actually take a group of kids themselves and implement some of their own lessons and things with them.
Very good. So a nice little training program inside of a secure setting.
Yeah, absolutely. And it offers, it offers us some free staffing that is not something that we have to pay for. And in return, they're getting that that experience that really can look nice on their resumes and on their recommendations as they go into the teaching field after school.
Absolutely. Now, my paper here says that you guys are always looking for quality volunteers.
Yeah, I mean, that's always a need for us, having folks that are willing to come in and spend some time with some kids, help us, with crowd control even, or just, spending some time reading with a child or playing a game with a child in kind of a mentorship role. We're always in need of those types of volunteers.
Okay, and for people that may be interested in doing this, what age range of children are they going to be working with?
Our kids are coming from kindergarten up through fifth grade, and they come off the school bus every afternoon. We're here Monday through Friday, and we're looking into offering some programs for the middle school age kids, but probably what we'll be doing is developing those programs as our younger kids are here so that they can blend into that once we have it ready to go.
Okay, now for some of the college students that may be interested in doing this, where would we send them?
They could give us a call. Most of these students are already set up and signed in to come, but if there are other college students around, around the region that are looking for some hands-on experience and would be willing to give the time to volunteer with us, we certainly would be welcome in visiting with them. They can call us at 660-646-1352. They can also visit our website, which is nmcyf.org, and they can pull off a volunteer application there and bring it by.
Okay, very good. Is there anything else that you'd like to let folks know?
I don't think so. Just that we've appreciated all the support that that we've been given as we get this program up and running. We've had a great first month of programming. Things are going very well, and we just look forward to keeping up the momentum.